Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we'll keep you laughing with Judy Canova. She was a vivacious comedian who had her own show for 10 years between 1943 and 1953. She played a hick in Pigtails who is not very glamorous or educated. But she comes out on top with her hilarious backwards logic. And she sings, too. Her maid, Geranium, is played by Ruby Dandridge, who was in show business all her life and made the best of it in a very racist society. She died at the age of 87 in 1987. Ruby Dandridge's daughter, Dorothy Dandridge, went on to become a movie star and was the first black actress nominated for the Best Actress Academy Award for her performance in the title role of Carmen Jones. The caretaker and chauffeur, Pedro, is played by Mel Blanc, who created the voice of Bugs Bunny. He also had his own comedy show in the late 1940s. This is the last show of the season, and it was broadcast right before the end of World War II. It was difficult to get anything from steak to railroad tickets. Enjoy the Judy Canova Show, Back to the Farm, first broadcast June 30th, 1945 on NBC.
From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a naturally brilliant smile present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, George Neese, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Built in a day, you have to pay for what you get. I will be here when you find me, so come and find me, my little pet. A while, you're sure to find a happiness, soul. And I guess all the things you've always had, just like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelet, full worth, does not say well, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything, but has anybody here seen my honey? My little honey, honey. Oh, I can't give my honey anything, but...
Well, Aunt Agatha is going to rent her Brentwood home for the summer, and Judy's going back to the farm to help Uncle R.T. As our scene opens, Judy is packing her things and talking to Geranium.
Hey, Miss Judy, I guess your Uncle R.T. really needs you on the farm.
He sure does, Geranium. Why, everything's going wrong back there. He even wrote and told me that the cow was up on top of the barn.
On top of the barn? How'd she get up there?
There was a short circuit in the milking machine. Yep. Yes, sir, she got such a shock, she can't even give any milk for cannon no more.
Well, why not?
She blew a fuse in one of her condensers. You know, I sure do like the farm geranium. You remember the time the hogs got into the corn mash?
Yeah, Miss Judy knows hogs sure did like corn mash.
You said it. The mama hog had 10 little snorts right in a row. Say, Geranium, are you going to stay here at the house till you join me back on the farm?
Oh, yeah, honey. I'm going to help your aunt rent the house.
Oh, did she put an ad in the paper advertising it for rent?
Yes, and the ad said, for rent, two-story house, lovely view, including maid with upstairs heating.
Oh, hello, Aunt Aggie.
Judy, the ticket office just telephoned. They can't give you that upper berth.
Oh, shucks. You know something? It's too bad we can't travel by rocket. Gosh, they say that after the war, rockets will go from California to New York in 1 hour.
In 1 hour?
Yep. The conductor hollers all aboard, and before you can sit down, the porter says, did you enjoy your trip? Of course, you know what I'm going to tell him when he asks me. I'm going to tell him the truth.
Judy, dear, I'd like to speak to Geranium,
all
please.
Right.
In case Miss Judy gets a reservation, did you pack all her things?
Oh, yes, but I sure had a tough time. Her suitcase was so full, I could hardly get the tube of cold cream in.
You couldn't get a tube of cold cream in my suitcase?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I finally got it in.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I squeezed the cold cream out of the tube.
You didn't throw the cold cream away, did you?
Oh, no, ma'am. I put it in your pajama pocket.
Well, that's good. Gee, I sure hope I can leave tonight and get me a good berth.
Oh, Judy, the County Mumford and Charlie Atwater are trying to get you a bedroom on the air-conditioned train.
They are? Shucks, the train I came out on sure had a funny kind of air conditioning.
What was it like, Judy?
Well, every 15 minutes, the porter came to the door and blew through the keyhole. I blew right back, too.
Oh.
And Aunt Aggie, the OPA sure kept me awake at night with all that there snoring.
The OPA, Judy?
Yeah, other people's adenoids. Chief Willikers, getting ready to leave is some job. Got me all wore out. Well, I was so tired this morning I could hardly put on my dress.
Are you all in?
Golly, I hope so. Another
Judy.
Little quick look, let's see.
Judy, dear.
Huh?
I know we'll all be right here together again the first week in September. But I'm going to miss you this summer.
I'll miss you too, Aunt Aggie. Gee, I hope you'll enjoy your vacation at Arrowhead Hot Springs.
I will, Judy. The folder speaks so highly of the men up there.
Why, Aunt Aggie, are you thinking of falling in love again?
Why not, Judy? Love is a wonderful thing.
Oh, I don't know. Love kind of sort of reminds me of an apple pie.
An apple pie?
Yeah, it's just a lot of applesauce and plenty of crust. And some cheese sometimes, too.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro.
Senorita, if I drive you to the train, can I take my girl along and put my arm around her?
Pedro, how can you drive a car and put your arm around a girl?
Oh, Senorita, it is easy. I just put on my brake and clutch. I'm glad I'm not going on the train, Senorita. Once I rode on a train and I got seasick.
You got seasick on a train? How come?
Well, I was sitting between two waves.
Oh, Pedro, I'll bet you don't even know what a wave is.
Oh, si, Senorita. A wave is a sailor who says no.
Wave was a grable-bodied seaman. How are you and your girl getting along, Pedro?
Oh, we get along very well, but I wish her father liked me better.
Why, I thought her father did like you. You told me that he gave you some quarter cigars.
See, but he smoked the other three quarters first. Senorita, her father made me a drink of Mexico Moscatel Mosquet.
Golly, what's that?
Well, it's made out of tequila, Tabasco, chili, Acapulco apple juice, and a piece of broccoli floating on top.
Yeah, well, why do you call it Muscatel Musket?
Well, one slug and you shoot off your mouth.
Well, Pedro, you better help Winchester with the rest of the luggage now.
Si, senorita. Muchas gracias.
Munch on some grass yourself, Pedro.
Hey, Miss Judy. Mr. Johnson thinks he can get your reservation on tonight's train.
Oh, that's wonderful, Judy. Well, all I hope is that it's a better place to sleep than I had the last time.
Why? Where did you sleep?
I ain't saying, Aunt Aggie, but I was always the first one to brush my teeth in the morning.
Remember... At the moment, Judy is very anxious about her railroad ticket. So far, she's heard nothing definite from Chauncey or the Count de Montfort.
Judy, you shouldn't have any trouble getting a ticket.
No, why not, Aunt Aggie?
Well, I heard that Lana Turner walked into a ticket office, and on her physical charms alone, she was given a drawing room with an inner spring mattress and a special seat in the dining car.
Shucks, I tried to get a ticket on my physical charms once. They gave me a folding cot, a box lunch, and a map of Highway 66. With all the detours in it.
Oh.
You know, it ain't fair, Aunt Aggie. Why, even animals get a better break on trains than people do.
What do you mean, Judy?
Why, just the other day I read that a skunk got on a train and the conductor gave him a wide berth. I wonder if they made it up for him. Golly, I wonder if I can get space on a fast train. That's what's worrying me.
Me no think so.
Say, who are you?
Me Santa Fe Chief.
Woo-hoo! Gosh, that feller sounds like he lost his reservation.
Pardon me.
Oh, howdy, Winchester.
Oh, Miss Canova, your luggage is packed, but in the event we have overlooked something, can we reach you at the farm?
Why, sure. Just call me on the telephone. We got a 14-party-party line.
A 14-party-party line?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a call for one man's family answered by we the people.
Oh, my gracious, that must be a very small town.
Small? Why, Winchester, that town's so small that when you see three fellers going down the street, they're not walking. That's a parade.
Well, we'll miss you, Miss Canova. Tell me, why are you leaving here?
Oh, I'll be back the first week in September. But you see, Winchester, there's an egg shortage, and my Uncle R.T. wants me to help step up production. I don't know what I can do about it.
You know something? I've been reading in the paper that if you put a radio in the chicken coop, the music will help the hens lay more eggs.
Shucks, Uncle R.T. tried that. He put a radio in the chicken coop and the hens didn't lay a single egg.
Really? Why not?
All day long, that radio played nothing but Hold Tight.
Well, tell me, Miss Canova, has your uncle got a nice farm?
Oh, he sure has, Winchester. Why, all the furniture's made out of genuine cowhide.
Genuine cowhide? How can you tell?
We have to milk it every night.
Hey, Miss Judy, there's a man here to get your trunks.
Are these your trunks, lady?
Yeah. Hey, but mister, you look kind of puny to be lifting trunks.
Me, puny? Why, once I helped move a player piano. A player piano. I helped move an upright piano. It was an upright piano. I helped move a grand piano. It was a grand... A grand... I carried the music.
Oh, shucks. I bet you can't even carry a tune.
Carry a tune? Say, you should hear me imitate a man playing an electric organ.
You imitate an electric organ just by yourself?
Why, sure. Just using my mouth and hands. You want to hear me?
No, thanks.
Okay, you talked me into it. Listen.
farm, Brenda Laverne will have Chauncey in account all to herself. I'm worried.
Hey, Miss Judy, what has Brenda Laverne got that you ain't got?
Nothing. But what I got, I'll have on the farm, and what she's got, she'll have right here.
Oh, stop worrying, Miss Judy. You know worrying can change your whole face.
Yeah, Geranium, they say that each little wrinkle in a woman's face is a sign of a disappointed love affair. Mm. Have you ever been disappointed in love?
Have I? Why, Peach Blossom, you is now looking at Miss Pruneface.
Oh, howdy, Cal.
Ah, Chevy. I will miss you when you go. You are so beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Cal. Sometimes I think so and sometimes I don't. Say, are you sure you're going to be true to me when I'm gone? That's what I'm wanting.
Oh, ma petite, when you are away, I will follow thee straight and narrow.
Those might be the ones you follow, but I bet you'll whistle at the ones with curves. Say, tell me, did you get my reservation?
Chérie, I am desolate. I was unable to get one.
Oh, Count.
Oh, but I brought you a book to read.
Oh, gee, thanks. I love books. When I read a book on adventure, I feel adventurous.
Yes?
Yeah, and when I read a book on health, I feel healthy.
Yes?
Last night, I read a book on love.
And how do you feel today?
Plum wore out.
Playing I Want to Be Happy.
Use Colgate toothpowder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate toothpowder.
Now, a word from Colgate Tooth Powder. Well, June is on its way out, and so are the hopes of a certain girl who hoped to be a June bride. She doesn't suspect that what sent her romance on the rocks was a little breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. So ask yourself, could you be the victim of unpleasing breath? It's happened to thousands without their knowing. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder.
Well, the Count de Montfort failed to get Judy a railroad ticket, and Chauncey Van Atwater's had no luck either. But let's see what's happening.
Aunt Aggie, this is awful. My trunks have gone, and the Count and Chauncey haven't even got me a railroad ticket yet.
Oh, don't worry, Judy. If the worst comes to the worst, you can always hitchhike. Remember how Claudette Colbert did it in It Happened One Night?
Oh, you mean stand on a highway and raise my skirt to the knee? Shucks, I tried that.
Did any cars stop?
Just one. A car stopped, a girl got out, raised her skirt, and said, "Yours ain't so hot, sister, look at mine." And I wish you could have seen if she had on liquid leg makeup.
Never
you know, this liquid stocking.
Don't be discouraged, Judy.
I won't.
Remember the old saying, don't give up the ship.
Yeah, especially if it's got sailors on it. But don't worry, Aunt Aggie, I'll let you in on a little secret. I got a ticket, and I got it myself.
A ticket, Judy, in these times? Why, that's a miracle. How did you do it?
Aunt Aggie, I got that ticket in a way that nobody would think of trying these days.
How, Judy?
I call a ticket office and ask for one. Gosh, that was an explosion.
Geranium, what was that noise?
Well, I'll tell you, ma'am, I was cooking one of them price-controlled beefsteaks and the stove blew up.
A price-controlled beefsteak?
Yes, and I kept going up, but the beefsteak stopped at the ceiling.
Geranium, this steak is burned to a crisp. Yeah, that's what you get for reading that book while you're cooking.
What book, Miss Judy?
Forever Embers. Aunt Aggie, I wonder if Chauncey will be true to me while he's on his vacation.
Now, Judy, you have no strings on Chauncey. After all, it was just a platonic friendship.
Platonic friendship? What's that?
Well, Judy, that's when a boy meets a girl and they have a good time together reading books, discussing fine literature, and attending lectures.
Yeah, oh, you mean like the sailors do on shore leaves, huh?
Oh, Miss Canova, Mr. Chauncey Van Atwater's here to see you.
Thank you, Winchester. Show him in, please.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, Chauncey.
Oh, gosh, you look wonderful tonight. I'm going to miss you something awful.
Well, I don't blame you, Chauncey. I'm something awful to miss. Anyway, I'll be back the first week in September. But, gee, Chauncey, are you sure I'm your type?
Judy, I want someone always near me, someone I can trust, someone faithful who'll be close at my side when I call.
Chauncey, you don't want a woman. You want a cocker spaniel. With long ears.
Judy, I'm serious. Kiss me.
No, Chauncey.
Oh, Judy, I won't take no for an answer. I'm going to kiss you anyway.
If you do, I'll scream at the bottom of my voice.
Kiss me.
Chauncey, I only let a man kiss me when I'm saying goodbye.
You do?
Yeah. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Well, we just made it to the station in time, Judy.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have if Pedro had stopped the car any quicker.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, it took me 10 minutes to get my head out of the glove compartment. Yeah, you know we ought to clean that thing out sometime.
Yes, we will.
No, the silliest looking things in there.
Judy, dear,
ma'am?
Now listen.
We ought to go into that
thing. I know we should, but Judy, in a few minutes you'll be gone, and the house will seem empty without you. You've tried my patience at times, but I want you to know I'll really miss you.
Oh, I'll miss you too, Aunt Aggie. But I'll be back in September. Gee, kind of sorry I didn't make good as a debutante.
Why, Judy, you did well. The Brentwood paper said you were a leader of the social groups.
Yeah, but they spell groups with a D. Yeah, that newspaper fella must learn to spell eating alphabet soup. They get kind of jumbled sometimes, I reckon.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita. I have a present for you to take back to the farm.
Oh, thank you, Pedro. Why, it's a little Cupid doll.
See, my girl has hair just like her.
Hair just like this doll?
See?
That's wonderful.
Oh, no, it is pasted on, too.
Pedro, what are you going to do until you meet me back on the farm?
Oh, Senorita, I am going to be a lifeguard by the lake at Palm Springs.
But, Pedro, Palm Springs is in the desert. That lake is a dry lake. There's no water in it.
Gee, that is why I got the job. I cannot swim.
Well, that's all right.
Senorita, I am sad to see you go away.
Oh, thank you, Pedro. But you'll be joining me pretty soon, and we'll all be back here together again on September 1st.
See, and always remember, 30 days hacienda, April, June, and sombrero. All the rest have 31 except the pretty girls, and they use the 14-day palmolive plan, no?
Lord!
Oh, there's your train, Judy.
Yep, and that's the first time anything's whistled at me since I came to Hollywood. Goodbye, Aunt Aggie. Goodbye, Geranium.
Bye.
Goodbye, Pedro.
Bye.
Now, here's Judy Canova to sing the beautiful ballad, Tears on My Pillow.
Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. Trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I shed over you. Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I'd just lay there weeping and wondering if you're weeping too. Oh, I'm trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I shed over you.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion, and don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date.
Folks, it's been awfully nice being with you every Saturday night for the past 6 months. We're leaving the air for 8 weeks tonight. And before we sign off, I want to thank you for listening in and being such a swell audience. I want to thank our sponsor, too, the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company. And I'd like to thank all my cast, Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kern, George Neese, Opie Cate, Vern Smith, Dick Tate, Floyd Caton, and my writers, Fred L. Fox, Henry Hoople, Hal Denberg, and John Ward. My engineer, Eddie Miller, and my director-producer, Joe Rhines. We'll all be back again on Saturday, September 1st. And I hope we'll be seeing you then. In the meantime, have a wonderful summer. And please don't forget the two products that brought us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Colgate Tooth Powder. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying,
good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart's lonely.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have the Judy Canova Show, joking about a type of show that had become the rage on radio. It's the quiz show that gives away prizes. Judy plays a country girl without much edumacation, but she hopes her common sense will win the day on a quiz show. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service rebroadcast, so there are no commercials. Enjoy the Judy Canova Show, Quiz Show, first broadcast June 8, 1946 on NBC.
The Judy Canova Show, with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parent, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. Right from the start, it belonged to you. I had some dreams, but I wasn't dreaming, because it seems that they've all come true. I don't know why, I don't know when, you wandered by, and darling, I knew then. You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. I found my love when you stole my heart.
I don't know why, and darling, I knew then.
You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing.
I found my love when you stole my heart.
Well, tonight, Judy has decided to be a contestant in a quiz show. Naturally, she wants to be prepared with all the answers, so she's been brushing up on her reading. As our scene opens, Judy is entering Horace Bottomley's bookstore.
Howdy, Mr. Bottomley. I'd like to buy some good books, please.
Oh, splendid, Miss Canova. Would you prefer something light?
Oh, it don't make no difference. I got my car with me. Of course, you can help me carry them out.
Have you read Forever Amber?
Well, I started to, but I couldn't finish it.
Oh, why not?
It kept steaming up my glasses. Now, I'll tell you, what I really need is a book that'll help me get the right answers on the quiz show I'm going on tonight.
Quiz show? Oh, here's just the thing. A set of the encyclopedia. It tells you everything. For instance, here's a chapter on love.
Love? Boy, now we're getting somewhere. You're looking at a girl that's got a raft of boyfriends.
A raft of boyfriends?
Yeah, but they keep shoving me off the raft. See, I wonder what kind of questions they'll ask me on that quiz show tonight.
Well, sometimes they ask questions about animals and birds. For example, take this one in the encyclopedia. Why does a stork stand on one leg?
If he lifted the other leg, he'd fall down. Everybody knows that.
Yes, I suppose so. Now, here's an interesting note on the stork on page 456. It says, the stork is one bird that cannot sing, while a canary, which is infinitely smaller, fills a house with music.
Yeah, and the stork ain't so particular. He don't care what he fills a house with.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Then here in the same section with the stork is our feathered friend, the owl, who also differs in many ways from the stork.
Yeah, you said it. The owl just goes around saying hoo-hoo, but the stork already knows who. Well, I'll buy that encyclopedia, mister. I gotta hurry and study for that quiz show.
May I ask what program it is?
It's the Double or Something, Leave It or Lump It, I Have a Lady in the Balcony program. Yeah, it's very educational.
Educational?
Yeah, even the ticket they gave me says, there is no room in the world for a stupid, uneducated person. Admit one. Yeah, so I'm going. Listen in tonight, mister. I'm going home and study so I'll know all the answers.
Well, and gentlemen, Judy Canova singing a brand new song which she has just recorded, No Vacancy.
All along the road of life I roam, looking for a place to call my home. Not a fancy mansion or a bungalow for me. Everywhere I go I seem to find hanging on the door that same old sign. And my heart beats sore when I read on the door, no vacancy. No vacancy. No vacancy. All along the line it's the same old sign, wait for me. No vacancy, no vacancy. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, no vacancy. Brother, if you live a life of ease, better take a moment on your knees. Thank the Lord above for all his love and think of me. Living in a world of greed and hate, hoping every day the hand of fate will remove that sign that's hanging on the door, no vacancy. No vacancy, no vacancy. All along the line, it's the same old sign waiting for me. No vacancy, no vacancy. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, no vacancy.
Judy, I know the encyclopedia will help you, but do you think you're smart enough to be on a quiz program?
Smart? Why, Aunt Aggie, when I was only 1 year old, I spoke my first word.
Really, Judy? Did your mother write it down in the book?
Nope, she washed my mouth out with soap.
Oh, say, I bought these books secondhand, Aunt Aggie. They only cost $29.75. That includes the $25 for state, city, and federal tax. Oh, goodness, Judy, aren't taxes high these days?
Sure are. Gosh, back home there was a tax on the cow, a tax on cheese, and a tax on butter. Every time I sat down to milk the cow, I was pulling for Uncle Sam. And
Judy,
I did my best. I was patriotic right all the way through.
I'm sure you did. Judy, are you getting any help from the encyclopedia?
Yeah, it tells everything. You know, things I never knew before. Now, just look here under W. Washington. Says here, George Washington was noted for his honesty.
That's true, Judy. George Washington was a very honest man.
Well, then, why do they close the banks on his birthday?
Judy,
ain't gonna ask me. I got you there.
Yes, you have. For Judy, even as a boy, he proved that honesty pays. When young George Washington cut down the cherry tree, he confessed to his father, and his father didn't even touch him. Do you know why?
Yeah, the kid had a hatchet in his hand.
Gee, I wonder what kind of questions that quizmaster will ask me tonight.
I don't know, Judy. He has an immense repertoire.
Immense? What'd you say was immense?
Somebody talking about me?
Oh, hello, Geranium. What you been doing?
Well, Miss June, I've been making a pass lack for myself out of odds and ends.
Yeah? How do they look?
Honey, I'm afraid they look a little odd where they end.
Well, Geranium, they wouldn't look that way if you wore your new girdle.
Oh, Miss June, that girdle ain't any good. The sales lady said it would give me a wasp waist.
She did?
Yeah, she called it a wasp waist girdle, but when I looked at myself in the mirror, I sure got stung.
Hey, Geranium, are you going to go to hear me on the quiz program tonight?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's Jude. I got a date with my boyfriend, Pomeroy, and he don't like to go out.
Oh, is Pomeroy the home-loving type?
Home-loving? Honey, he's pretty good at it no matter where he is.
When Pomeroy kisses you, do you like it, Geranium?
Oh, yes, Miss Judy. His kisses are wonderful. But every time he kisses me, he keeps flying my arm back and forth.
What for?
Force of habit. He used to play the trombone for Duke Ellington.
Oh, gee, I'm getting nervous. 2 more hours from now, I'll be on the radio, and that quiz master will look me in the eye and say,
pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. I want you to drive me to the quiz show tonight. Where have you been?
Oh, senorita, I stopped in a butcher shop and I got a manicure.
Now, how could you get a manicure in a butcher shop?
The butcher caught me reaching for a weenie. He was clever with a cleaver.
But, Pedro, that still doesn't explain why you're late.
Well, senorita, I got lost. I asked the streetcar conductor for a transfer to 6th Street, but he didn't have any.
So what happened?
He gave me 2 transfers to 3rd Street.
Was the streetcar late?
Oh, si, senorita. The streetcar ahead was late today because of an accident. And the one behind the one ahead was behind before, besides. So that made the one ahead of the one behind even later than it was before it was behind. Besides, I think.
Pedro, I'm glad you made that clear. Have you ever been to a quiz program?
Oh, no, senorita, but my cousin Gonzalez went to one down in Mexico. Gonzalez had 16 children, and on that radio show, Gonzalez got mad at the announcer.
Why? What did the announcer say?
He said, you have 16. Would you like to go on to 32?
Well, has Gonzalez had any more kids, Pedro?
See, I got a telegram from him yesterday. It said, triplets arrive tonight. More to follow by mail. Well, I will go now, senorita. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro.
Judy.
Yes, Aunt Aggie?
I just heard that Brenda Laverne is going to be a rival contestant on that quiz show tonight. She'll try to beat you, and she's brainy. Brenda was a 3-letter girl at Vassar.
Oh, so what? I was a 3-letter girl back in Cactus Junction.
How did you ever get 3 letters?
I backed into a Brandon iron.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Canova recently recorded a cute new song called Apple on a Stick. Judy and the Sportsman sing it for us now.
A jolly little man comes down our street with a basket full of things to eat. Toddling along his merry way, I run to him and say, Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum. Got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick. Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick. Yum, yum, yum. An apple a day is dandy. It keeps the dog away.
Away.
I like it better than candy. It's yummy in your tummy any time of the day. So, mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick. Apple on a stick, mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum.
It's nearly time for the radio quiz show, and Geranium is helping Judy get ready to leave for the studio.
Gee, I better watch the time. What time is it by your watch, Geranium?
Well, not sure, Miss Judy. My wristwatch doesn't fit my personality. Oh, it keeps lying to me.
What you mean?
Says growing very thin.
Geranium, that's growing very thin.
Oh.
Geranium, how do you like my new perfume?
Oh, it's very nice, Miss Judy. What kind of perfume is it?
It's called Evening on the San Pedro Breakwater.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's canal number 5.
My Judy, I'll bet Brenda Laverne's eyes will be open tonight. You look positively pulchritudinous.
Oh, what's the difference, so long as I'm pretty? Anyhow, Aunt Aggie, I always say whether you're beautiful or homely, it's always nice to have a face. Yes, sir. Mine comes in mighty handy, and though I never go anyplace without it, I wouldn't be without that thing.
Uh-oh, there comes Miss Brenda Laverne up the walk now. Judy, I certainly hope you show up Brenda on the quiz tonight. That girl is a social upstart.
Oh, she ain't so bad, Aunt Aggie. She's always fair. Brenda wouldn't say anything to your face that she wouldn't say behind your back. Come in. Howdy, Brenda.
Hello, darling. I simply had to drop in for a little chat.
Well, start talking. I'm all ears.
I know. And if they were any bigger, you could tie them under your chin. I'm always bound to tell a little gag.
Now, keep that up, and you're liable to be bound and gagged. Hey, Brenda, I bet you think you're going to beat me on the quiz show tonight.
Well, my dear, isn't it a little presumptuous for a girl with your background and education to compete in a coast-to-coast quiz show?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like to brag, but when I was in school, they told me that with just a little more work, I could be mentally deficient. Sir, that don't come easy, believe me.
Mentally deficient? Do you call that good?
In my class, it was.
Oh, you know, I'll never forget my graduation at Vassar. I delivered the valedictory, and Father delivered the baccalaureate.
No fooling. I hear that imported stuff hard to get.
Oh, Miss Canova, don't be ridiculous. When Father made his speech, he had complete command of the audience. He strode across the stage, leaned firmly against the speaker's table, gazed slowly around, and wouldn't utter a word until the room had completely settled down.
That's right, Brenda. When a man's in that condition, he shouldn't try to talk.
Oh, you silly, silly, mad girl.
Oh, I know.
You know, sometimes I think you're just too utterly too, too.
Oh, what a boomer.
Well, goodbye. I must be off.
I gotta give you credit for admitting it. Come on, Brenda. See you at the quiz show.
Now back to Judy Canova singing the new hit song, Laughing on the Outside, Crying on the Inside.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and day time, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, dry, the tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love.
Baldies,
When it's windy, do you suffer from flying toupee? Does your scalp doily swing and sway and take off for Atlanta, GA? When you attend the movies and the man in back sneezes, does the man in front of you wear your hair? He does. Well, here's the Elk Ripple Quartet for the answer.
If the wind is blowing strongly and your toupee's apt to drop, paste it down with Ripple glue unless you want to blow your top.
And now, our quiz program. For the best question sent in this evening, the sponsor will give a prize of $300. The contestant for this evening...
Gee, I better go in the studio. They'll be calling my name soon.
Yeah, me too, lady. I probably won't do so good on this quiz. I'm aching from neuralgia.
Oh, howdy. I'm Canova from Cactus Junction. Glad to meet you, too.
Thanks. Gee, I never been on a radio show. I never go nowhere.
Oh, what do you do for social life?
Oh, nothing. Just sit around home.
Oh, don't you ever go out with girls?
No, my wife won't let me.
Gee, Willikers, the first round is nearly over. We better go into the studio.
The winner of the last round is Miss Brenda Laverne. Miss Laverne won $30, which incidentally is the highest score so far.
Golly, I gotta go some to beat Brenda.
Now for the next contestant. Miss Canova.
Yeah, Miss Quizmaster?
Do you know what happened in the year 1809?
Yeah, Lincoln was born.
Correct. And what happened in 1814?
Lincoln was 5 years old. Duck soup for me.
Now, what happened on Christmas night, 1776?
Washington crossed the Delaware.
Right. And what made him cross?
I don't know. I guess the British got his goat.
Well, that isn't the answer I have here, but I'll accept it. Now, Miss Canova, can you tell us what the picture of George Washington stands for on a dollar bill?
I sure can. George Washington stands on a dollar bill because the dollar is sunk so much he ain't got room enough to sit down.
Well, perhaps we'd better try another category. Can you tell us what is red, white, and blue, and is the emblem of the United States of America? No coaching, please.
Will you give me a hint?
Well, now, Betsy Ross sewed the very first one and was the first woman to display it. Now, what was it?
Pink bloomers? Red?
No.
Blue?
No.
Green?
No. Betsy Ross put it on a pole and hung it in front of her house.
Gosh, you wonder what the neighbor saw. Well, I'm immodest if you ask me. You wouldn't catch me doing
that. Now, please, Miss Canova. Tell me, what flies over the city hall?
Pigeons.
Oh.
Keep circling all day long. Well, they do.
I'll try a different approach, Miss Canova. What was the immortal song written by Francis Scott Key that everyone in America sings?
Cement mixer, putty putty. Oh, dear,
I give up. I'll ask this other contestant. Mr. Klegelfutzer, can you tell us what the emblem of the United States is?
Gosh, no, I'm just as stupid as she is.
All right, I'll give you a little hint. What is it that we all take down around sunset?
Oh, the Wilshire bus.
Young man, are you sure you're not overtaxing your brain?
My brains ain't overtaxed. The government withheld 20%.
And now, this is the $300 prize question. It was sent in by J.C. Identify this operatic selection.
De la filia dell'amore, Rigoletto. De la filia dell'amore, Rigoletto.
Now, Miss Canova, what was that?
That was the quartet of gigolos.
Miss Canova, that's the quartet from Rigoletto.
Well, I don't care where they're from. They're awful pretty. Well, they are. Oh, you're just jealous, that's all.
Yes, I am. Now, can you tell me from which passage in Rigoletto this note was taken?
Will you repeat that, please?
Be glad to.
That's the 14th note in the second bar of the Allegro movement, which is preceded by an augmented fifth, similar to the second movement found in the Moonlight Sonata. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Miss Canova, you win $30. That puts you even with Miss Brenda Laverne.
Even? Shucks, that puts me way ahead of her.
Yes, but you only get $30 for giving the correct answer.
I know, but I also win $300.
$300? What for?
Well, I'm the J.C. who sent in that question.
Now back to Judy Canova singing another one of her recent recordings, No Letter Today.
No letter today. I have waited since dawn. I've waited each day since you have been gone. No letter today. All the days are so long. Oh, why don't you write? I know I was wrong. Just give me one chance. Please, won't you forgive? I love you, my dear. As long as I live, I know it's no use. So I hope and I pray the postman goes by. No letter today. No letter today. I have waited since dawn, waited each day since you have been gone. No letter today. All the days are so long. Why don't you write? I know I was wrong. Just give me one chance. Please, won't you forgive?
Over from Hollywood saying, good night, everybody.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople.
The Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.